Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie starts with C. A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, and the moon sometimes looks like a C. I'm doing the Cookie Monster.
Yes,
lyrics,
very nice.
Gentlemen, because it's cookie time.
Cookies.
On this fabulous edition of the Mike O'Mara Show on Thursday, because we have prep services that we use on the Mike O'Mara Show,
yeah.
And there's one in particular that will go nameless that I believe is being paid by... Is it the National Biscuit Company that makes Oreos?
I believe it is.
Because there seems to be
right there.
A
there's that red triangle.
Nabisco.
Yes.
I think they're in cahoots with the people that feed us information on this show, because it seems like every other week we get a story about Oreos.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And Oreo is on a mission to create new flavors almost weekly. To keep their product in the news, because it's an Oreo, they might fear loss of market share. But you know, I think it's a wonderful product. Everybody likes a good Oreo once in a while, right?
Who wouldn't?
That
they're great
staples of snackdom.
The blonde Oreos,
the double stuff,
or Oreos for Whitey are spectacular. But when they've gone down the road of Swedish fish Oreos and moves like that.
When they go to boutique flavoring?
Right.
Yeah. Do you
it's
have
not cool. It's
when
not
you
cool
go to your local
like
Target, do you have like when you go in, there's like an impulse buy mini section, almost like a C-shaped section of aisles where they'll put hot seasonal items and stuff like that?
Right.
They always have new Oreo flavors there. And it's like they have to save space for it because they're coming out at a ridiculous rate.
Well, you could have a comet coming to the Earth
right.
that was going to destroy civilization.
Like in Fortnite.
And our prep service would not put that as the lead story if Oreo was going to come out with a new flavor.
They would if the comet was headed to Nabisco.
Nabisco, if the National Biscuit Company was under threat.
Somehow in danger?
Well, they'd have a comet Oreo.
It would play, but it would be it would taste like the cleansing powder.
They introduced the new Comet Oreo.
The new Mass Death Oreo.
Two things are afoot with these boutique Oreos. You get less cookie, and you get less, in some cases, cream filling. Less filling.
Ah, that's not good. Let me say this, though. We are on the air 5 days a week with a sixth bonus show.
Yes.
And Oscar does 19 shows. And I do an extra show on politics. That one was tough to write this morning.
Where do you find content? You must really have to dig.
It was the hardest one I've ever had to prep.
I bet.
It's not. It's why we do it. So, we always are trying to fill time. So if you bring us new Oreo flavors once in a blue moon, we're going to roll them in here.
Yes.
And we're going to have a taste test. And the only thing we didn't coordinate was... that you would have them and I would have them. And you know what? That's my fault. I will make more of an effort in the future to go down in West South Florida to find Oreo cookies. I could...
don't have to go far.
Of course not. I've got a Publix right down the street here, and I could find one. And they're talking about maybe building a grocery store really close to where I live. And I've got a Walmart within walking distance.
What we need is like in Times Square, we should have something like an Oreo store that just sells Oreos.
That would be great.
They see.
But getting back to the original thing about Oreos, the Oreo cookie
is an
don't
American
mess with
class.
It. Don't mess with it. Now I have to say I have to issue thanks for twofold. Hari Ginka, great fan of the show,
big
supporter of the live stream.
By the way, if you want to know who Hari Ginka is, the name sounds exact. He is my spiritual advisor.
Yeah,
Hari lives it's close to Tibet.
Yes,
it's new Tibet.
I've forgiven him for breaking up the Beatles.
Yeah,
when he gave them that bad spiritual advice in the 1960s, and now we're friends. He dropped off about 60 cases of soda and 4 packages of Oreos. So thank you, Hari, for doing that.
Hari is my spiritual advisor, and he's also my sitar coach.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. How's that coming along?
It's great.
It's great.
You should hear it.
Oscar, as I told you last month, I'll be ready for the Christmas concert. So it should be.
Will you be playing secular or religious songs on the sitar?
I'll be playing secular songs so everybody can enjoy them.
Oh, good.
You know, and I'm very close to almost finishing Frosty the Snowman on sitar.
All right. It should be wonderful. Did you know that Oreos are always made with real cocoa? It says it right on the package, so you can know it's true.
Real cocoa.
This first one
is all I know is I see an Oreo on the cover of that box that the filling looks like. It looks like a golf shirt worn by Ricky Fowler.
Now, you see, that's what this is. This is not a boutique flavor. This is a boutique design. There are 4 new cookie designs and yellow filling, yellow cream, same great taste, 4 fun spring designs. So this Oreo.
What do you mean designs? What are they doing here?
Because you know
what is
how
the flavor?
An Oreo normally just says Oreo like this on the.
The new quarters.
Right. But on the back, it says shine on with stars and pretty designs.
Little messages.
Yeah, so these are boutique Oreos.
They had to get new plates.
But they have the same flavor.
I'll hold them up for the camera.
But even though it's yellow, and I don't
know. Francis, how do you like the Oreos? You like the new Oreos? Do you like those Oreos? Okay.
So I think we can go on their word that it's the same great flavor, even though it's the color of a discharge.
So it's the same flavor.
Yes.
With a different color scheme.
Yeah, let me open the cookie and show you, Mike.
I thought we were getting new flavors.
We are, but I wanted to give you all the different springtime offerings. See that?
What is that flavor?
It looks like it's just yellow. It's just yellow cream filling. That's the change on the spring ones.
You're opening these, but we are going to get other flavors?
Oh, yes. We have 3 more.
Oh, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. So it tastes like a regular Oreo, what you're eating right now?
Back, is it just the same?
It's the same Oreo.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good.
It's the exact same.
But a new design and a new flavor color. A
this
new color
tastes like
cream.
A regular
so will,
Oreo.
Will Oreos be no longer white?
No, this is just a limited edition springtime run.
I just don't understand that.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Oh, Haley. Haley Barber's coming.
Oh, okay.
This is blasphemy. What are they changing the color for?
Well, it used to be white, and now it's yellow. It's not white anymore.
Never change them from white. Keep them white.
Okay.
Keep them white.
Haley Barber.
Stuck in the past, Haley.
Now, this one is the one that I dread of the 3 that I have. This is an Oreo Thin. The kids love the Oreo Thins, which is a thinner Oreo cookie. And this is the flavor Pina Colada Oreo.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
So it's the blonde colored cookie.
That was a Latin move right there. He got excited. Yes. That was spontaneous.
Flavor.
Okay, so we've got the blonde color thin Oreo cookie.
I like the blonde color Oreos.
Pineapple and coconut flavored cream. And notice always they spell it C-R-E-M-E, so there can be no dairy in it.
I'm going to make a prediction here. I'm not there, and God, I wish I was today, but I'm going to make a prediction that the coconut pina colada with the blonde cookie may be a hit.
Right.
I'm not sure, but let's try.
Right.
Let's pass them out. Who's going first?
I will go first.
To clarify, a romantic diabetic, he can't have any of these, right?
That's right.
I'm sorry.
It was energetic diabetic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Andrea. It's such a contradiction that he's a diabetic and he writes about food all the time.
It has an interesting nose.
What's the nose? What's
the
scent?
The smell is like an overpowering fake coconut smell.
Okay.
Like, you know, do you know how sometimes the fake butter you get in a movie theater tastes like coconut because it's coconut oil?
Is that a smaller cookie or your
thinner.
Hands grown?
It's thinner.
Oh, okay.
But it's my favorite movie.
Oscar already skipped ahead, and now you're all trying them. Oscar, you started yours first, so what do you think?
Man, this is damn good.
Is it good?
Oh,
is
it tastes
solid?
Just like a pina colada in a cookie.
Really?
Well, no, he's wrong. It tastes more like a macaroon. But the texture is weird for a coconut cookie because when you have, how's that sound? Mm, mm,
mm. That's so gross. Wash it down.
Let me have a sip of water, won't you, bad boy?
Matt, can I get another Inca Cola after you give your review, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
See, one of the best things about a macaroon is the coconut texture. And right. This has got the good flavor, but there's no coconut there, which just reminds me this is some flavor created in a lab.
So you can't get by the texture.
Texture's weird for coconut.
Not a fan.
True test, though. Would you eat a sleeve?
Sleeve? Yeah, I could.
Okay.
I could, but mm-hmm. I need whole milk.
You know, I think the cream definitely tastes like a piña colada, but the cookie just isn't quite right.
It's too artificial.
Yeah, and it just doesn't tastes work fake. Together.
Mm-hmm. The Oscar? Piña colada. The piña,
you want to revisit your review?
No, I still love them, but if we're going to get nitpicky, I always judge the cookie not by the wafer or the cookie out. The cookie outside is always the same, right? Mm-hmm. It does not really change. Maybe a little bit between the blonde and the chocolate.
Is the blonde cookie on this particular Oreo similar to what they have with the regular blonde cream filled
yes.
Oreos?
Yeah,
but
it is.
But it's thin.
If it was a thick cookie, it would be the right ratio from cookie.
Because that might be better. The cookie that might is be better. Allowing the pina colada gross flavor to overpower.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's right. Boom. We've Thumbs got that's down. Like, you know what? Here's a correlation. It's the reason that a Reese's peanut butter egg is better than a Reese's peanut butter cup. It's your peanut butter to chocolate ratio. And this is the cookie to cream ratio that they're screwing with.
You mean like an Easter?
Yeah, like candy? The eggs. They're better.
They're better?
Yeah. Because you get more peanut butter to chocolate.
More detail.
I've never had this.
To peanut butter?
Yeah, you get more peanut butter to chocolate, and the flavor platform is much stronger.
Oh, see, I would disagree. Mm-hmm. I think
if
that
you
the Reese's
tasted, peanut you would butter, understand.
No, but I prefer the ratio being more chocolate to less peanut butter.
I think
which
both
is
players,
in the standard peanut butter cup as opposed to the egg, which is this just complete thing of goo.
What about the tiny peanut butter cup versus the one that's like 2 inches and comes two to a pack?
Well, I compensate for that because I eat 30 of them.
Okay, very good.
At Christmas time only.
Here is another blonde Oreo. This is not a thin. This is a regular size Oreo cookie. The flavor.
What's the flavor? What's the flavor? What's the flavor?
Kettle corn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
Here's what it says.
Now that's one I'd like to reach through. And I'm, by the way, I had a light breakfast.
Yes. How hungry are you now?
Carla actually today.
Can we see your beard?
Took a hair dryer and cracked the egg yolk into my beard. So that it would look better.
When you
and
told
thank
her-
God, no screenshots of that, you say, but you know I'll have one. I'll probably have one Sunday morning. Waking up with a hangover and I'll be like, hey, there's the picture. There's a screenshot of Mike with egg on his face.
When you told Carla, what did she say?
She shook her head ruefully.
Hey. So you all know kettle corn, the popular snack at state fairs across the nation.
Well, it's a great salty, sweet profile, and I'm all in with the blonde cookie. I want.
But here's the weird thing. It says it points to the cream, CREME, and says with puffed millet pieces. I guess millet is pieces of corn.
Is birds millet eat corn? Them.
What's that?
No, birds eat millet.
Millet?
It's like
well,
bird
I don't
food.
Like that word. I
can
don't
you Google
like
millet.
At
yeah.
All.
Millet. All right. Well, let's
the hell
open
is you can't grill
millet.
It till you millet.
Something like you feed ferrets. Isn't that what you feed your sugar gliders? Like millet?
No,
they're pellets.
You feed them to like parakeets.
Hey, Jeff Hedges, can you get that open? Sorry.
That's all right.
It's a long time
the
ago.
Video you know, of that is tremendous.
You know what's
you fighting
weird?
With a little bag of Oreos.
The cream is not perfectly even and consistent like normal Oreos.
So there's going to be texture in there.
I think it's the millet.
I think there's more cream. This is a thick cream.
Yeah, this smells, initially has a smell of maple.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
That's like pancakes. Sugary. This has potential.
I'll wait till the guys are done eating.
By the way, if you guys do a rave on this one, I'm going out to get it today.
Oh, it smells so good, like the Waffle House.
All right, Rob. Rob's gotten it across the tongue.
It's just maple. There's no taste of corn or butter or anything like that. It just tastes, and it tastes like fake maple. You'd hate it.
Oh, that okay. Boo.
Yeah, you'd
Oreo,
hate it. Second.
Oh, Rob threw it away.
Booey.
Rob threw it
Booey.
Away.
Booey. I
Oscar,
say nay.
What do you think?
I love it.
I love it.
That's the second one Avenger Boy likes.
Hey, can I get a bowl of candy corn and pour milk on it? Because I love it.
The candy corn comes after. It's the aftertaste is candy corn.
There is, but no, that's just it's a vanilla maple.
And it's kettle corn, not candy corn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I know what you mean. Pony, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm right there with Rob. It's like maple-y, and yeah, I don't understand why.
I'm disappointed.
It should have a more caramel offering because of the burnt sugar.
There's one more?
One more, and this is the one that I'm most excited about.
Why am I enjoying this? Because I'm fat. That's why I'm enjoying this.
Now, this has another, bonus. This is cherry cola Oreo.
I'm not eating them, and I'm entertained, so I've got to think the audience might be as well. I can't help myself.
Now, cherry cola Oreo... Flavor cream, C-R-E-M-E, and here's the sales pitch on this one, with popping candy. So I think they've incorporated Pop Rocks or something like Pop Rocks into the cream.
I'm not as optimistic as I was.
We can do the 2-liter soda challenge.
Yes. Then again, I was optimistic about the kettle corn, and that was a bust, so that's it. Now if you're keeping track at home, Oscar's liked every flavor.
Visually, and he's drinking it with Inca Kola. Visually, this is really neat because it's red and white in the filling. So we have cherry cola.
Can you hold that, please? Could someone hold that right up to the camera?
Yes.
All right.
It definitely has a cola smell.
Cola.
Right up to the camera. All right. Now, a little.
Here we go.
All right. There we are. Thank you, Mac.
I've seen videos like that on Bang Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a cola
smell. What have you been doing, Mac? Cleaning jewelry? We had an intern, Scott the Dwarf, used to clean jewelry, had the worst fingernails in the world.
You've really thrown in that reference. Classic chestnuts today.
Yeah, okay, very good.
All right, so this is cherry cola.
Yep. Oscar's already, he dove into his. What do you think?
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like this one. This one's too alien. Doesn't belong together. Soda and chocolate, not good.
Well, Coke and chocolate.
Are you getting the popping? Are you getting the fizzy popping?
I got Krispies.
You get the popping a little later. Just wait for it.
Pop Rocks.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought I was having a stroke. It's just the Pop Rocks. This is of the four, the worst. This is, because you know why? A proper Coca-Cola and proper chocolate is not a bad pairing.
Josie Grossi.
But what we've got is Oreo chocolate, which is very different, and fake cola. You know what it tastes like are those gummy cola bottles?
Right.
That sort of tastes like Coke, but don't.
Yeah, but so this is overwhelming.
Yeah, it's too much. And then the popping afterwards, who needs that?
You know, a famous French chef named Gérard once told me, "Shut up, Frankie!"
Oh. Why did he tell you that? It's not even your name.
That was the dog.
Okay.
Sorry. Do you know what he barked at? He barked at... I'm not.
That's so natural, though.
He just loves to bark. Love him. A famous French chef, Gérard, once told me two things. He said, "Do you know why you Americans get bad food? Because you accept it." Another thing he said, when he brought out a scallop with green sauce on it, that had been pan-seared.
The best.
And it was probably the most delicious thing I'd ever taken. He said, "It is butter and parsley and a scallop. You see, simple is better." Well, Nabisco, bite the bag, because that's what's better. That is what's better. Simple works. Just go back to your roots a little bit.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
What would you put? I'll ask Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
I'm going to give him plenty of time. I'm going to tee it up for him right here.
Thank you.
As we get ready to go to our opening break of the show. Rob, if you were to take a substance and put it between two, either blonde or chocolate Oreos. The ultimate filling, something that would, you know, maybe be simple, but something that would be the signature Spiewak cookie. Have you given it any thought? What would you put in between the two lovely cookies?
It would be the blonde cookie, and the filling would be nothing but turkey skin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Fine. Now, you've taken your SATs already. Math, 597. Verbal, 560.
Yes, sir, but I was planning on taking those again.
Fine. Now, your grade point average is 3.14, your class rank 52, and you wish to major in?
Hey, it's
business.
Joel.
Fine, well, see what else there is.
It's not really
junior varsity tennis team, recording secretary, Spanish club, student council, 2 years. Your stats are very respectable. You've done some solid work here. but it's not quite Ivy League now, is it?
There's one thing I've learned in all my years. Sometimes you gotta say, what the f***? Make your move.
I beg your pardon?
So, how we doing?
Looks like University of Illinois.
Joel?
Honey! Mom! Dad! You're home!
Come on, give me a hand with the luggage.
Joel?
Hey, yeah, old parents.
What happened to my egg?
What do you mean?
There's a crack in it.
You're kidding.
No, Joel, I'm not kidding. There is a crack in the egg. A small crack inside the egg.
Mom, maybe it was there before.
I don't think so, Joel. How could you let this happen?
We'll get another one. Joel will pay for it.
Sure, I'll pay for it.
Sure. Where will you get the money to pay for something like that?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe.
Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You know, that might be a way for parents to not talk to their kids. You know, that they were great a-hole parents.
And you know what? I didn't realize it. I hadn't watched the movie in probably 20 years. And so I'm pulling that tape yesterday. Do you know the guy that steals all his furniture and the egg is Joey Pants from The Sopranos?
Oh, that's right. That
I had
Joey
forgotten
Pants.
All about pimp. That. Yes.
He's the pimp.
Yeah.
Live from the heart of our nation's capital in the podcast Village Turkey Skin Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. I hope you're loving it. I really do, because Todd Moore outdid himself with this incredible app, and we love him for that, even though he is certifiably nuts. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by one of the great confections. They don't mess around with their flavors.
No.
Sherry's Berries,
woo!
Baby. Listen, this was a go-to for me and my mom on Mother's Day for a very long time. A gift from Sherry's Berries shows that you put thought into her gift. Mom will love it, and it's so easy to do. Right now, our listeners can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And this week only, when you double the berries for just $10 more, your gift will include Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods. You want to talk about a flavor combo that works?
That works.
Try those. Fresh. Juicy strawberries dipped in milk dark and white chocolatey goodness, then topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. You choose your guaranteed delivery date, and it's 100% guaranteed. There's only one way to get this amazing deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Remember, when you doppel the berries,
double them, Mike.
For $10 more this week, your gift will include an extra gift of dipped caramel pretzels. Mother's Day is May 13th, so here it is. Berries.com. Remember that. BERRIES.com. That's where you go. Then you click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and you put our code in TMOS. That's berries.com, code TMOS. Hooray for mother. Hooray for Sherry's Berries.
They sent us some to the studio here. They're so big, we could only fit one berry on each shelf of the refrigerator.
It's truly astonishing.
It is really amazing.
It was in to watch Rofo struggle getting those berries up the stairs. Was,
he blew his back out again. He does it every Mother's Day.
truly amazing. You know, let's put a spotlight, because it's Thursday and we all know what that means. Let's put a spotlight
Thursday's
on
birthdays.
What is it?
No, it's Throwback Thursday.
Oh, it's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, Taco
Thirsty
Tuesday.
Thursday. Inca Cola Day. Have you? And let's bring the. I want to put the spotlight on the interns.
Oh, yes. Okay. Good.
First of all, is Mac still engaged with us? Is he still... Mac, where have you been? It's been a long time since you visited. What is the latest with you?
It's been 2 weeks. I mean, I wasn't here last week because...
I didn't know.
I wasn't really part... I didn't really do anything weeks ago, so I don't blame you for not realizing I was here, but...
use the time off to clear your throat?
Yeah, what about a lozenge in those 2 weeks?
a lot of cream filling in his throat right
yes,
now.
Yes, there is.
Okay, we didn't let you weigh in. Would you like to weigh in on the Oreos?
Oh, let's see. Let's go down the line. Spring, normal. Pina colada. Terrible smell, but tastes okay.
Okay.
I didn't like
the
smell. Kettle corn, yeah, just maple. And cherry cola, just disgusting.
So, Everett, you agree with the rest of the
room.
Pretty much, yeah. And how are things going at PetSmart now? Are you doing well over there? Or
Yes, he doesn't work there.
I'm fixing the robot dogs.
It's Bed Bath & Beyond where he's at.
Ah, very good. How are things at the Micro Center?
How are things going? I haven't actually announced this on the show yet that I got a promotion. I'm now a technician.
Whoa! And to think, just 1 year ago, to this day, you were sitting in a parking lot pretending to go to school.
That's right.
Listen, he got it from a...
Everyone's
he's a
playing.
Tech now.
I
he's
am.
A tech
I'm
now.
Fixing computers.
That's
that
right.
That is absolutely incredible, Mac. I'm so happy. Yes, he is a big hit.
Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
Do you even know what that means?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you after the show.
Thank you.
Hey Mac, that's what you were lobbying for, right?
Yes, I was going for the took a little too long for me, but it was about
too long.
Months. Yeah,
just got that other job.
Well, yeah. I was hoping to get it a little bit sooner, but I mean, it's been around 9 months I've been working there.
Yeah,
did you get a raise?
Yes. Well, it's a little different.
What do you mean? They pay you in microchips?
Well, I get more commission.
Bitcoin.
So, Bitcoin.
That's amazing. I'm so thrilled for you. I'm happy for
you. And I'm so glad you've gone public, and so now everyone can dump their Micro Center stock.
Let me ask you this. There is no sales side to you.
No.
How does the commission work?
How does a commission work?
Like data backups.
Ah, got it.
How's that? What's that, Oscar? What's data backup?
They're rubes like us, Mike, that don't back up our computers.
Yeah.
So when you back, they probably offer service.
Yeah.
No, that backs up your computer, make sure everything's good to go.
Do you use the cloud?
Are we being Larry?
Larry's computer.
Do you know what the cloud is?
When I click on the M doesn't seem to work. How come the M doesn't work?
I hit the thing that says print, and no paper came out.
Hey, now, Mac, I know I don't want to jeopardize your position there, but have you gotten any? I know you're talking about like plugging it in and rebooting and stuff. Have you had any real tough fixes that you've been able to pull people's fat out of the fire with?
I haven't actually talked to my boss about what I can actually say, so I'm not, but yes, I have.
Mike, I've heard war stories from other employees at Micro Center, not to be named. Would you like me to share them with you?
Please.
Yes, I'd like to hear from you. That would be wonderful.
Sometimes I've heard from my colleague and friend, Schmack and Josh, that people will come in and... they will need data recovery, right? Ooh. So they'll need data recovery for various reasons.
Yeah.
And either they they messed up their hard drive themselves or there was an accident.
Sure.
Like a coffee or a soda being spilled onto the computer. So they offer the services if they can, and they also have third-party partners that can actually go ahead and recover that data for you.
Yes, we are partnered with a data forensics lab.
Yes.
We need to recover.
So if you remember back in a dark day in Santanaville where I had an ex-girlfriend that cheated on me with a WWE wrestler and I was trying to find out the details, I could probably have taken my computer there and gotten some
all
information.
The communication between those two?
Yes.
Yeah. There was a friend of mine. His name was Delaco... Blomerliner.
Okay.
He got a divorce, and the only time things got it went his way is when he took a hard drive out of the house.
Oh. I believe Mike.
He'd
for what
that
it's
service,
worth,
he wouldn't. He would have taken it right there to Micro Center and not gone to that extended stay place where the where he rented a room for the computer, which he did.
Just for the record, that's a different kind of data recovery.
That's
recovering and taking.
Everything's going my way.
I didn't realize that story. That's a new one.
That is great. That gentleman must have been in a good position to rent a room for a hard drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was at that in those days.
Yes.
But yeah,
that's before the details got sorted out, and then he really couldn't even rent a weed eater after that. But anyway,
it's not as glamorous as it sounds because he did not allow the hard drive to order room service.
Yes.
No
and no
service.
Pay-per-views.
I don't remember all the details. I don't think it stayed there very long. I think things were resolved very quickly after that.
Okay.
But I remember that happening. It was not a good time.
No.
It was one of the worst times of his life.
Yes. That poor guy.
A dark time, Mike.
Are you still in touch with him?
Yeah, I talk to him almost every day.
That's good, I suppose.
Yeah, I really do. He was telling me about coyotes the other day. By the way, I think I saw some coyote poop out in front of the house today.
No.
But I'm not sure.
He could be a neighbor.
I haven't heard him, but
Microcenter can't forensics that, right?
Yeah. Mac, you know what? I don't need any more information from you because you know what? You sound fantastic.
It's all
you
coming up, Mac.
Happy. Yeah. Are you happy, Mac?
I am happy, yes.
God bless you. I'm happy.
Are your parents happy?
That's good.
Yes.
How's the tennis instructor?
He's good. I believe what we were talking about, he got married recently.
Yes.
And he's doing well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So everything's coming up solid.
Yeah. Everything's good.
Nice. Yeah.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you lately?
Let's see. I had an Addisonian crisis.
Addisonian?
Oh, you had an episode of your Addison's
disease?
Yes,
I did.
What happened?
It was a fun night where, for no reason, I wake up at 3 in the morning completely shaking, like shivering uncontrollably, immensely.
Like in Homeland.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like shivering.
Uncontrollably, immensely.
Like, I mean, because they're shivering, and then they're shivering where I'm shaking.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy. Like you're having a chill, like a horrible chill
but
when you'd
more
be
than
sick.
That.
Yeah.
But yes, more than that. It's immense.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you take an EpiPen and just inject yourself and you're back in business?
Well, it was weird because, I mean, I don't know what caused it, but I was having a dream that my legs were entangled and I could not untangle them. And I don't know if it was because I was shaking, but when I woke up, my legs were just like shaking uncontrollably, ran to the bathroom, vomited.
Oh, no.
And was pretty much for another hour just uncontrollable shaking.
When you woke up and you were shaking, I just have one question. Where, and you were having a dream, where were your hands? I'm just kidding.
No comment.
Just kidding.
And
just
ladies, he's single.
You recovered though fully?
Yes. It took about another hour and a half, but I just like took a lot of medicine and got better.
You're back, baby. All
right. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. And, but that's why we refer to him as The Catch. I'm glad you're
congratulations. Glad you're
happy. Let him untangle your legs.
That makes me happy. We will cover another intern. I'm going to ask the question, does Rob Spiewak hate Dan O'Brien?
Oh,
that's the question when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
There are so many questions. The oversleeping.
I know.
And your sister, her sister
did you
already
ever
at work.
Ask the question, why are you late?
I didn't because I didn't want to get involved. I wanted to stay as focused in the show as possible because all this was happening while we were on the show doing the program. But
all right.
I will get to the bottom of it tonight.
What's going to be, what is the punishment here?
This has to be discussed with his mother. And
what do you want it to be?
Mine would be probably 5 days of no Oscar on the show.
I'm serious.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week,
they fought a little bit.
Always available at MikeOMeraShow.com.
That happens. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, everybody. It's the worst time of the year.
It is.
There was a mysterious Nilla wafer by your computer router. Your son missed the bus. You were attacked by a kangaroo, and there's egg in your beard. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you bald-headed motherfucker. He wrote it, Oscar. How about the TMOS bonus show? That's a word you don't self-edit with.
No.
It's just too beautiful to say.
Beautiful thing.
The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from Trump in the dumps to a never-tense Mike Pence. La, la, la. It seems that one of the crew had to go with one of the guests. Oh, yeah. Just go to MikeOMeraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, turkey skin style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, which is truly a win-win. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We're talking about interns now. Yeah. Andrea, doing great.
Fantastic.
Everybody knows about him. Maddie, doing really good behind the scenes, coming up with her promos every now and then. And then we got Dan O'Brien, who's Dan the Fan Man. And my only experience with Dan O'Brien is that I hear those phenomenal promos, and Dan O'Brien has a significant social media presence with me.
Yes.
Okay. I see him a lot. He's following me. He's engaged. And I kind of like that. But I have heard behind the scenes that Rob, are you okay with Mr. Dan O'Brien?
Yeah, what is your beef?
Dan and...
I love the kid. I love all our interns. I
and if you could, when you're done with Dan, power rank the interns.
Okay, I
That's
will.
A wonderful... Glad you know what? I'm going to have you... And I'll do that. Well, I can't because I'm not... It's not fair for me to do that, okay? Is it fair for me to
no,
rank
and
the
I don't
interns?
Think as the as, grand poobah, yeah, you shouldn't.
I don't think you should.
You're so underlings.
What's the deal? Because every time his name is mentioned there... And by the way, you've helped him create those... hysterical Dan the Fan Man
we
promos.
Invented the persona out of an idea he had.
Can I give you the five as you're talking about Dan just real quick?
Sure,
so
sure.
We have him in play. We've got Mac, which is a Heritage intern, right?
Yeah
and then we've got
that's a good way to put it,
a Heritage intern.
We've got Diego, who's Legacy.
Yes.
Right? He's been here forever. We've got Maddie, who really has really shined here in the program. Andrea,
she's behind the scenes, probably one of the most helpful interns.
And Andrea is a first draft pick.
Yeah.
Like he came, he was in the first round, and he's there.
All in.
And we've got Dan, who was traded to us, but we're trying to figure out what position he's going to play.
And there's Jessica.
And there's Jessica.
And Jessica. Jessica,
and
though,
Jessica
is just like, I would say the silent. She is silent, but she's more proficient on the back end stuff than most here, which is amazing.
Okay, hear from her a lot because
she's a doer.
She's not somebody that
not
wants to be on mic all that much.
Yes.
So that's
and we
okay.
have a few already booked for the summer that'll be coming in. We have a returning intern of Adam Spencer. You remember him? He is about 9 feet tall.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. We
He's
have a new
great.
Intern from Mason. So we've got more coming in.
I like
in.
Looking at him.
Good.
But
more than merit. Summertime. Yeah, that's it.
Dan is, he's got a good heart and he means so well. And he's got a lovely family.
I would like
family.
You to speak of him like you do off air.
I'm getting to that.
Whoa, I can't wait.
And I will
What's this all about?
His mom was kind enough to come by the studio, and she's...
Mom's fantastic.
She's a 10. I love her.
She's been on the show.
Debbie O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. But Dan has... When Dan presents, he looks very mature. He looks like he's got all of his stuff together. He had an internship on Capitol Hill. Sometimes he'll even wear a sport jacket to work. He looks like he's got it all going on.
A male
on.
Model sometimes.
But then when you hand him tasks...
Let's not get happy.
Oh, no.
Excuse
all
right. me.
Maybe a hand model. when you hand him tasks, he will sometimes over-question the task when it's too simple.
Example.
I need you to go get the mail. Okay. What is the post office box? What is, should I bring the mail back to you? What do I do with the key when I'm done with it? Do I want to do this now? Should I do this later?
I understand.
Then he will sometimes under question very important tasks. Like, we need you to go in and rewrite some show descriptions. Okay. And then they're not done at all.
Okay.
And then he will say, oh, I was going to get to it. I said, well, we communicated it was pretty important. And then it just didn't happen. And I think what it is...
Have you called him on it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what was the response?
He appreciated it, as he always says. And he said he would do better in the future. But when that sort of ball is dropped, you can't continually hand him the ball. Because
so he's made this. He's made the same mistake multiple times?
Sometimes, you know, the notion of handing him fairly straightforward tasks just haven't been done.
I'm smelling a full-time hire here.
So I think the deal with him is that I overestimated him a little bit. I think he's a little green. I also think, and I say this on air and off, he might be the most boring person I've ever met.
Now, that's not nice.
That is
what
mean. How dare you?
That's the most boring person?
And I've met a lot of people.
But I
thought he was super like engaged. So are you telling me that Dan the Fan Man persona that we hear, and I'm gonna allow you to toot your own horn.
You'll hear him in a second, as a matter of fact.
How much of the Dan, by the way, because he did the promo for the
Friar
like
giveaway,
contest,
yes. Mm-hmm.
For the Friar with the misspellings.
It's Mike.
Show.
It's the.
If you're just tuning in and you don't know what I'm talking about, I mean that's what we.
Yeah,
do,
you got to go back.
I believe the proper name of the contest from corporate is the I Like Mike Hot Air Fryer Challenge.
Yes, thank you very much. Just send us a letter.
Yes,
So you've created that kind of Dan the Fan Man bit,
The backstory is, we never discussed it, he wanted to do a sports show, and he was going to call himself Dan the Fan. Mm-hmm. And when Oscar and I stopped laughing at it, we said, you can't do that. That's mm-hmm. stupid. Well, that's so jive.
He's green and just like my throat.
Yeah, a lot of green.
All this Inca-Cola, not good for the esophagus.
Yeah, and the Oreos.
Oh, yummy, yummy in my tummy. Mm-hmm. Guys. It's our job here to foster the growth of the interns.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And behind the scenes, as much as Rob is entertaining by insulting, I will say that Dan has had some missteps, but who hasn't had missteps?
This is true. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying he's imperfect. Nobody's perfect.
The purpose of this conversation is to highlight the good and the bad, right?
Exactly.
The good in Dan is that he arrives and he is here when he's supposed to be here, right?
Yeah, he's dependable.
Like, he's dependable. The bad with Dan is, I've had offline conversations with him, and I think it's important, again, to foster the growth of our interns. As I told him, I said, I could sit here and say, hey, man, it looks like it's not working out, or you're good at this and just keep you in that lane, but what do you want to do? What Dan wants to do is create, right? Create is the fun part of this business.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All three of us love it more than anything
what
else.
What everybody, to a man, has to learn at any age, depending if you've graduated from college, if you're here as an intern, is how to do the S work. The S work is the behind the scenes work. Mm-hmm. The S work is the work that is not lauded on air, that is not a thing, that no one cares about because it just needs to be done.
I will give you my own personal example.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it even happens here, okay? My S work, in my opinion, it's not total S work, but it's my drudgery. It's
yes.
what I do.
Okay.
I create what I call the 9 sheet every day. The 9 sheet is a general outline for the show. And usually after the weekend, the 9 sheet,
what's well then,
the 9 sheet.
As a rule, Mike, I think the content is better than that.
The 9 sheet flows. On a Monday and then on a Tuesday, because on a Monday and Tuesday, you can kind of roll the 9 sheet into the next one. By Wednesday, the 9 sheet becomes a little problematic.
Stale.
Yeah.
By Thursday, the 9 sheet is a struggle. Yeah. And I can equate it with writer's block, where there's just we've gotten a lot of content out on the, on the show. And it's just when I'm sitting there and I'm watching the hand on the clock go tick, tick, tick.
Yep.
And by the way, With the professionals we have, I don't even need a 9 sheet to come in and do this.
Yeah,
show.
But that's a professional in you that you have that backup just in
I've
case.
I've done it forever.
And it's a magical thing. The greatest thing is when we get to nothing on the 9 sheet. That means we've had a sizzling show.
Right.
But you got to have your net.
It's drudgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the drudgery, but it has, in my opinion, to make the show work, it has to be done. Because if we all of a sudden stop talking, I look over here, forgot about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I use it for.
Right. In the space that we're in right now, There's so much behind the scenes work that we all do.
Right.
That really, if we're being fair to ourselves, we don't need to be thanked for, because it's just something we have to do.
To get the show to where it needs to be, and to get advertisers on it
And I've had conversation, and I just had this wonderful conversation with Dan. I said, Dan, you have so much potential, right? I said, it's the fun part is pitching shows and ideas and doing promos and sounding like a rock star on air. The hard part is the small little steps that you have to take to make sure that's all done so that you can do the fun part, right?
Right.
We all in our lives, again, have to sometimes be self-aware enough to say, let's not, and there are, to a man, has had a space where you're like, I don't want to mess this up. Analysis paralysis, right? So sometimes he gets so wrapped up in not wanting to mess it up that he messes it up.
He overthinks a lot of things, and Pony will back me up here.
And I blame Debbie.
Debbie O'Brien.
Debbie O'Brien.
Debbie Vacation.
You're on a slippery slope right now.
Debbie Vacation. Back from 2 months in the Bahamas.
Debbie.
Don't you pick on my lady. I love that woman.
You did this to poor Danny, and now he's got to deal with it.
Yeah, well.
I bet Debbie was a wonderful mother. I'm just kidding. I love Debbie.
What he will do,
Danny is failing Debbie.
You had that clip of Joel.
Yes.
From Risky Business with the egg.
Right.
That's what would mess a kid. I bet the O'Brien household is a fun
one. I'm just messing around.
I don't think she has any crystal
eggs. I really think that Danny's failing Debbie.
Yeah.
But Danny's failing Debbie.
Back to the promos, and I do think that is one of Dan's strengths, and he's really come at it.
He did. I tested him one day, and he did it live on the air. He did it live on the fly, which made me laugh out loud, and everybody else laugh out loud, and people adore it.
So he does write. Oscar and I helped him develop the character of Dan the Family, but he writes them, and then
he writes them himself.
And we'll help him punch them up sometimes. But yeah, I would say 95% of the content is him.
Delightful news for me that he writes some of them.
However, before we get to the written promo, what will happen is I will get, Rob, can I talk to you for a sec? I appreciate your time, but do you have a moment? Yes, Dan. Listen, I'm thinking about the possibility of writing a promo, and it could go something like, I don't have anything written down yet, but how do you think? And he will come up with the vaguest notion of something that he could write.
He wants a writer's meeting.
And I just say, Dan, write it and hand it to me. That's all I need. And again, this is the analysis paralysis.
Yes.
He's thinking so hard about what he's going to write when he could just take 10 minutes and write it and then hand it to me. And then we have something tangible to go with. And invariably, by the time we get there, it's great, but it's a long journey to get there. Mm-hmm.
And
he needs to realize
infringing on your time.
He's got so much going for him already. He's like, God, he's a good-looking guy. He's white, you know, right. Like. Yeah. He's got the world
physically
in his
fit.
Hand.
He's a physically fit
guy, and he's white.
Mm-hmm. So I think one thing that we need to communicate to him is that you know, time is a precious resource, and this is a business of immediacy. And if it's going to be a 30-second promo, it doesn't need 2 weeks of work to shine.
I think we should be applauded for really trying to foster the growth of our team instead of just saying, you know what, next semester they're gone. We say, look, we got to get this guy to meet his potential.
Yeah. Andrea's
there
applauding
many
in the next room.
Of this show that I adore, that I love. And I will tell you that probably one of the most satisfying always has been. There's a moment where Carla and I went to whatever that store is where they sell the sandwiches.
Central Grocery, is it called that?
I think it was called Central Grocery. Took a bunch of interns in.
Right.
Dan O'Brien, Adrian Garcia. And we had a vegetarian intern that was with us.
Ashley.
And they're all there at the lunch counter, and I'm buying them lunch, and I'm just sitting there going, this is just great. This is just being around the young people is phenomenal, and it's great material for the show, and it's wonderful.
All of us started as interns.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I
mean, it's so important. It is.
Yes.
And we've all misstepped.
All of you started as interns.
Oh, yeah. I thought you had, didn't you? Weren't you?
No, Mike was a fast track to fame.
You're absolutely right. I was an intern. I was an intern at NBC News.
That's right. I was going to say,
but
it's a
desk
page.
Assistant.
Yeah. Page right of that. Yeah.
A desk assistant at NBC. You're right.
What was your worst mistake as an intern?
I don't think I had mistakes. I think that I was a pretty fast learner, and my worst experience as an intern was getting strong-armed by the shop steward, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, forcing me to join the union, which at the time, I had a paid internship, something will never happen to you, Mike O'Mara.
What is science fiction?
And it was a tiny amount of money, and it was all taken by the union for initiation dues.
Wow.
And it was a scary thing for a college kid, because I went into this internship saying, hey, not only am I going to be around these people that I've seen on TV, but I'm going to put some money in my pocket. And because it was the one job of this person.
He hit every intern that
came in. And that was I had a sour taste in my mouth. I still believe in unions very much, especially in this day and age.
You didn't mention the other mistake you made when you were with NBC is that Mike came up with a guy named Brian Williams.
Yeah.
And he told him, if a story isn't great, go ahead and embellish.
Make it great.
Yeah, make
Punch
it great.
It up a little.
Make it great. That was the Mike O'Mara motto.
Marvin Kalb, Bernard Kalb, Peter Hackus, you know, Andrea Mitchell, you know, a lot of people that were involved in there. And what's amazing is when I was back at American University, Andrea Mitchell was in her 50s. That's a little age joke. I'm sorry. So Dan O'Brien, you don't hate him, but you want him to do better.
I want him to be
a little tough love time.
Yeah, it is a little tough love time.
Yeah, we gave him a good year, and also
he needs to quit with the small talk. He needs to quit with coming
in. You're a good
kid. And hey, Mike,
best.
Hey, Pony, hey, Oscar, how was your weekend? Hey, that's great to hear. How's your family? That's so good. I really appreciate that.
I disagree with what he's saying right now.
You don't want the small talk?
I don't mind him talking. You get annoyed very easily by anything, all right?
Right now, case in point.
Okay, the conversation is not a problem with me. Let me make that very clear. I understand that, yes, there could be a little too much conversation from Dan. He's a chatty Cathy.
Yeah, but counterpoint, you have to be here to have someone talk to you.
Very true. I deal with him and so many different ways off there.
You're right.
I cannot even begin to let you know how many times I've talked to this kid.
Yeah, and you bought him cologne.
Yes, I bought him cologne and took him to the strip club.
Oh, wow.
This guy has everything, the tools he needs to succeed.
He truly does.
And let me just give you another example here. Wow. Mike, we have Podcast Village, right?
Yeah.
We have this. We are now part of Podcast Village. Mm-hmm. And an intern that's shown any type of like insight or wants to know more, I said, look, the odds of you working hard here, learning everything you do, and then possibly getting a part-time job with Podcast Village are high. You are here.
That's pretty good, Dan O'Brien.
Right?
Listen to that. Yes. That's pretty good.
I share this with Dan O'Brien, right? And then so he comes in. He's like, this would be great. Like you get to work in the business. I don't have to. He doesn't have to drive an Uber or a Lyft and do something different. You are actually working within your world, right?
Right.
So he's making strides, whether he wants to work here or not, to learn as much as he can. But as I told Dan, don't tell me how you're going to do it. Just do it.
Just do it. Just like the Nike commercial.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly.
Just do it. Yes. Just do it. I feel the same way about my morning poo.
That's right.
Just do it. That's what I say. Just do it.
Okay. Just so real it. Quick, I think the power rankings.
Yes. Yeah.
I think we go Maddie.
Number
Andrea,
one.
Andrea. And I think it's a tie with Dan and Adrian.
Oh, God. That's a bad tie.
It is.
What about Mac?
Then we go Mac.
Oh, God. I'll go.
And Emily. And then.
What about Emily?
Oh my gosh, we didn't mention Emily.
I'm gonna go.
Emily's got to move up the list. Right?
Yeah,
Emily's
yeah.
Emily is at number two then.
Yeah,
ahead of Andrea. You can try harder, my friend.
I'll leave it at that. I agree.
And we're still working on where we're going to have the location for the Mike O'Mara Show Intern Hall of Fame. Odds right now, Binghamton, New York.
Hey,
we're just. Who knows?
Yeah, you got that A-frame up there.
Yeah, it's the net heat. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Team OS listeners, it's your favorite fan man, Dan.
I have the opportunity of a lifetime for you.
Introducing the I Like Mike Z-Shift Air Fryer Challenge. Just email us at ilikemike@mikeomarashow.com and tell us why you like Mike. If you're chosen as the winner, you'll win a Z-Shift Air Fryer. Air Fryer. It's a fryer, grill, and convection oven all in one. 80% less fat, 80% more fun. It has less oil because of my trademark, Dan the Fan Man Fry Fan. If you like fries that aren't bland, you need to get fans from your favorite fan man, Dan. It's Fervo Charge, whatever the hell that means. On Friday, we'll announce the winner of the I Like Mike Z-Chef Air Fryer Challenge on the air. So get writing about why you like Mike and get ready to fry on Friday.
Thank you. That was fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates on the rise now. Now is the time to refinance your home so you can take cash out, pay off debt before rates go even higher. It makes sense.
It does.
But it's not an easy process. And if you don't know what you're doing, you're dead in the water. But you don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. I'm finding myself doing this commercial like Dan the Fan Man.
You need.
If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you'll still be okay. Cornerstone First Financial here to help. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you so you save money. I promise you they will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. You really need to act now. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, and Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Oscar Santana.
Mike, I know you're a friend of the listener, and you have an open door policy as long as you're not here for the show.
Yes.
We have a listener who showed up with a beer delivery. I have not talked to him yet.
Let him come in.
Yes.
Bring him
Pony,
in.
If
bring
you don't
him
mind
in.
Getting
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. Bring him
he
in.
He'll sit in my seat and talk to the team.
No, you can just have him lean over.
Okay, lean over and say hello.
In and out
all right.
Quick.
He cannot sit down in my seat and talk to the team.
We could send Mac on an errand.
Yeah.
No. Just have him lean in and say hi.
Yes.
Quick hi. That's all we need.
Just briefly say hi.
Say hi.
Right, say hi to
say
Dan.
Say hi.
Say hi to Mike right over there, sir. You can talk to the mic. Say hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you? What's your enter and sign in, please, sir?
Please.
What is your name, my bearded friend?
How's it going?
Hi, what's your name?
Caleb Cook.
Oh, that's right, Caleb.
From Maine.
We spoke
called
to him
yesterday. He's
Caleb,
here today.
You brought the delivery right into the microphone. What did you bring for the boys today?
Two cases. Yeah, really speak up, and like you yell.
Of Rising Tide Mida.
Yes.
Maine Island Trail Ale.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, Caleb. Thank you so much. I know that we just threw you on there. You probably weren't expecting it. I'll shake your hand. Yes. Thank you.
He came in like Caleb. A deer.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You know, he's got such a long beard, I bet you could put a dozen eggs in it.
Caleb, is there anybody you'd like to say hello to on the show?
Really,
you can
speak
lean
up.
Right into the microphone. Right in there.
My niece, Katie, who's graduating college on Saturday.
There you go.
In Wilmington, North Carolina. We're driving down there tomorrow. We just wanted to come here to see you guys. Today's my 40th birthday.
Happy birthday, man. Woo!
Out of my douchebag 30s.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
give him the traditional Mike O'Mara birthday.
Okay.
So one, two, ready, go.
Happy birthday, Caleb.
40.
I'm really 40.
40, douchebag. All right. I didn't mean to throw the douche in. That was not, you are not a douche, but that's
out of the douche 30s.
So let me ask you, and right up to the microphone like you're kissing it, okay? Even though that might have be difficult. Let me ask you about the beard, all right? The long beard, Caleb's beard would best be described as not a full beard, but on the chin, it's super long. It's about 3 inches down. What compelled you to grow that piece of facial hair that you have there?
I can grow more facial hair than my father and both of my older brothers. So that's the only reason.
Competition,
that's
Mike.
Oh,
sounds
reason.
Like competition.
He must have gotten it from his mother.
Caleb, you will be happy to know.
It is from my mother's side.
You know what? Just remember this. My father, a discussion at a Thanksgiving dinner with my father, God rest his wonderful soul and his dry wit. As we were having a discussion, because I had a big red beard, much like Caleb's, I had the full one. I still have my little white goatee right now.
Right.
Or they call it a Van Dyke because I've got the mustache.
I know.
I always hate that. It's a goatee.
It's a goatee.
Let me say this, that we're having a discussion, and I had the big, bushy red beard, and my father tried to grow a beard one time up in Maine, and the harbor master said, why don't you put some cream on that and have the cat lick it off? That was the comment on my father's beard. And that, so we were laughing at it years later, and we were talking about the fact that my mother was a little more darker complected, and she had a shock of hair, and we speculated that I got my hairiness from my mother's side of the family, and then we laughed about how my father didn't have a hairy chest, he couldn't grow a beard, and my father sat back in his chair at the head of the table and said, well, it's quite simple, Mary, my ancestors came out of the trees before yours did. I love that line. I love that. Caleb, get the hell out of here. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Ron, we'll have to wait. We have been delayed with our interview, our exclusive interview with Tom Brokaw.
We will
have to wait and see if it still has
legs. Sort
of, maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
Maybe tomorrow we will get it.
Have we heard any more about that? Has he spoken to it since his announcement?
What we're hearing about with Tom Brokaw is that some of the people that wrote the letter supporting him from NBC felt pressured. When are they?
Oh,
when are these broadcast idiot companies going to figure out? They felt pressured to sign the letter about Tom Brokaw. Look, I don't doubt that the women that signed it were probably never personally involved on the side of Tom Brokaw. But if you felt pressured, you're doing the same goddamn thing, broadcast companies.
Yeah, who do you think you are? A shop steward?
Doesn't add up.
Pushy.
Mike, and we probably have this in the news about the Washington Redskins cheerleaders.
Oh, yes.
How there's like a topless
situation. That'll be featured in my news.
TOPLESS.
A huge story. And back in 2013, that was
good. The swinging 13s.
The good old days.
I'm trying to think for listeners that are listening on audio, the celebrity that Caleb most resembles.
One of the meth assistants on Breaking Bad, I think.
Don't be mean. How dare you? That's so nice.
Not any guy who actually, was a star, but like one of the guys that hung out.
He's got the long beard, but he's not scary. It's more like he would be working out in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
At a company
you know what?
Out there. He's kind of
You're right. Now, if you're talking about
he's got that
guys,
kind of look to him,
he's in the cast of Silicon Valley. I don't know the actor's name. I'll find it. But he's one of the crew members on Pied Piper. If you saw him, you saw Caleb.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And maybe like a secondary villain on Law & Order SVU. That's it. That's all I can tell. No, I'm just kidding. Caleb, I love you. I love you. We're going to take a break.
He's not getting a plot arc. He's more of a one episode guy.
He breached
Oscar
the perimeter.
The story, we'll have it for you. News you may not need. So if you are a Washington Redskins fan, you may want to stay tuned. because this is pretty significant stuff. And I just wonder if the owner was involved. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The hottest app to hit the interwebs is here. It's a TMOS app version 7.0, all new for 2018. Packed with the features that leave the other podcasting apps in the dust. Developed by TMSoft and powered by the PlayPod app, it features all the shows of the More Network. Direct access for you to call into TMOS. Customized settings, improved media controls, time-coded bookmarks, a precision progress bar, and a sleep timer. It will take you from zero to funny in 3.2 seconds. Download it now and take it for a spin. The all-new 2018 TMOS app. Available through iTunes and the Google Play Store.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Amazon is still the best way to get what you need, and it is still a massive way to support this show. And we have been doing a bit of, let's just say, retraining for Amazon. Is that a good word to use, or am I going to get in trouble?
No.
That word? Listen, that's we want a great you to click the to Amazon use. Link at the top of our TMOS website. You got to do it differently than you have in the past. It's super easy. That will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com, and you click on Amazon. What did I miss? What the hell did I miss?
I think Mac just threw a cinder block down or something.
The building shook the table.
Thank you, Mac. Stay still. You're not having an Addison reaction,
your leg's tangled.
Right?
Yes.
Hey, it's funny when he gives them gas.
Well, the two infirmed.
Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, I've said it for years. Amazon has everything and they never disappoint. Do you know that for under $30 on Amazon, you can buy a real bone coyote skull?
So true.
You can buy a coyote skull.
Yes.
I'll put one on the front porch to keep those bastards away from us.
And here's the good news. The skulls are boiled and treated with enzymes to produce a clean white finish without degrading the bone with no artificial sealants. Look how beautiful that is.
Ooh. That's so gorgeous.
Great for a prank.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the coyote skull and more at the top of MikeOmaraShow.com. Get to clicking, you Amazonians, and we thank you.
News.
Back in 2014, a guy named Joshua Corbett was convicted of stalking Sandra Bullock.
Oh,
yeah.
He was given 5 years probation and had to get mental health counseling. He was also ordered to stay away from Sandra for 10 years. He had broken into Sandra's home while she was there, prompting her to call 911, telling them she was locked in her closet behind a safe door. Well, yesterday, police went to serve Corbett with a warrant related to a probation violation. Not any word on whether it had anything to do with Sandra Bullock. He ended up in a five-hour standoff with police and SWAT officers, and instead of giving in, he chose to end his own life. Mm. He was 42 years old. Troubled person.
I guess
it's not clear if his violation had, as I said before, anything to do with Sandra Bullock. So that's the way that ends. And, you know, to be honest with you, don't like to wish ill on others, but I'm sure they probably had an extra glass of wine in the Bullock house last night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
and unlock the safe door. Get back there.
Very scary. The NFL has come under increased scrutiny for how it treats cheerleaders, especially in the Me Too era. And now, some former Washington Redskins cheerleaders say they were forced to pose topless.
Topless.
Wow.
The New York Times says it happened during a photo shoot for a calendar in Costa Rica in 2013, even though the photos that were used in the actual calendar didn't show any nudity. Mm. There were also nightclub events where the women were told to interact with male VIPs.
Mm-mm-mm.
No sex was involved, but the women still say it felt like the team was, quote, pimping us out.
Mm-mm-mm.
There was also a mandatory boat trip in 2012, which they describe as, quote, a wild gathering, where men shot liquor into the cheerleaders' mouths with turkey basters. Below the deck, men handed out cash prizes in twerking contests.
Wow.
This is your Washington Redskins. The Redskins have issued a vague response. They say, quote, our cheerleader program is one of the NFL's premier teams in participation, professionalism, and community service. Each Redskins cheerleader is contractually protected to ensure a safe and constructive environment that does not address this particular circumstance.
No, but they've been such a well-run organization. I can't imagine. This must be a misunderstanding.
And so kind.
Very so kind, yes.
For so many years.
Mm-hmm. And they're no longer called the Redskinettes, Mike. The Washington Redskins cheerleaders.
That's what they are. So, yes, twerking contest.
The idea that some scumbag would say, all right, if you want to come down to Costa Rica and you're a season ticket holder, you have a suite in the ring, which costs roughly at that point $500,000 a season, right? That you have the opportunity to go down and be part of the calendar shoot. That in itself is kind of like...
That's creepy right there.
Oh, it's creepy.
But where you were, I guess even my my machismo draws a line is, then you get to pick your favorite one and she will come to dinner with you.
That's freaky.
That's where you're
completely
like,
freaky. Now listen,
that's
you've
too
done
much.
It. We've all done it. I've done it. I probably did it more recently than anybody when I was on the edge. Bring Washington Redskins cheerleaders in to interview them.
That's different, though. They're best publicity.
Our good friend Annie Yu was a Redskins cheerleader.
Yes, she was.
The coming in, I remember, I don't know if it was stated, but I know it was definitely known. There were guidelines as to how you would do the interviews.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted them to come back. So they were super, super picky about how you handled
no
the
sex
interviews.
Talk.
Yeah. They didn't want any of that,
no relationship talk. Like, that wasn't,
to
it was very clean.
This went on in 2013. I got to look, this is going to grow a little bit, this story. I want to find out. I want the principles. I'd like to know what happened. If this is true, I want to know what the hell was going on.
You don't even want to know what I had to do to get the announcing job.
You had to twerk, didn't you?
I did, and there was a turkey baster.
That is so
gross.
But there's nothing gross about that.
Hulu. We were talking about Hulu and the fact that they've got The Handmaid's Tale, my favorite show.
Yes.
They held an annual press event yesterday, and they revealed that they now have 20 million subscribers, up from 17 million that they had just 4 months ago. One reason for the big boost might be the fact that they have all 331 episodes of ER. Hulu says that since ER debuted on their site in January, more than 35,000 people binged the whole series, all 331 episodes, in its first 2 months. This is NBC. This is lucky NBC. They retread out the old ER, and it's going absolutely nuts. What are you looking at?
I'm doing the math in my head. That's like 15 straight days without sleep of ER.
Pretty stunning. Overall, Hulu's most popular show is South Park. Their subscribers watched 135 million hours of it in 2017. The median age of its viewers, 31. There you go. Yes.
South Park. I wonder if they get more money for all those plays or it's just the rights.
don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. How would they do royalties on a subscription
that. That's
service?
Crazy.
That is nuts.
Maybe just like Spotify.
Bag of pennies.
Bag of pennies.
Bag of pennies.
2,000 pennies.
2,000 pennies for tomorrow's show.
Let me see if I got some scary music here. Today is National Paranormal Day.
Ooh.
Oh.
So here are some of the results from the new survey. It turns out that this country is way more into ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts? Then you might guess. Four out of five people believe in ghosts. 45% say they believe even though they've never seen one. So these are people that have never had an experience with a ghost, but they still believe. 35% say they believe because they've seen one. 90% of people say they're scared of at least one paranormal phenomenon. And I guess
like ghosts or moving candles.
Well, what does paranormal even mean?
I don't know. It's happened to Mac when he woke up at 3 o'clock.
Very badly defined.
It's not normal.
Yeah.
12% think the government knows more about aliens than it's telling us. What do you guys think of that one? That's when I cover up.
Jackie Gleason spoke to Richard Nixon in the day, and yes, there are aliens that they have preserved. The great one said
you,
so.
Rob. It's got to be true.
They can't tell us because it'll create mass hysteria.
There's Martians, Alice! There's Martians!
Legitimate question. Do you think that there is evidence of alien life that is in the possession of the United States government?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's cool. I hope so. I just say I hope so. I don't
Well, I mean, what's happening at Area 51 outside of just testing the new jets, and where did they get that tech from?
Yeah.
That's true. Very interesting. And finally,
what?
4% think their house is haunted. In my case, my family's home up in Maine, that's a stone cold lock that house is.
Mr. Little Robert got stuck in the bathroom.
Check that's for carbon monoxide, by the way. It's usually carbon monoxide. Hauntings. Quite often, carbon monoxide is the source of hauntings. It will cause hallucinations and weird feelings in a home if you have mild carbon monoxide. Because I'm a big skeptic.
Thank you, Dr. Giggles. I appreciate that. So
also, the carbon monoxide also makes the ghosts lightheaded.
Do you believe in ghosts? You might not know the names, but Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson are the two guys who got kicked out of a Starbucks in Philly last month for no good reason, other than they were African-American. They were there for a business meeting about a real estate thing, and the guy they were meeting with hadn't arrived yet. When they didn't immediately buy coffee, the manager, the former manager now, called the cops on him. Anyway, they had a chance to sue the city for a bunch of money, but rather than doing that, they settled for $1 each yesterday. These guys are wonderful examples of what it is to deal with adversity. Instead, they got the city to launch a new $200,000 initiative to help young people start their own businesses. Remember these names, Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson. What good guys.
It'll specifically help
high school students in Philly who are interested in being entrepreneurs. Dante says they thought a lot about what to do and felt like this was the best way to make an impact and actually change things for the better. There you go.
Love that.
Good for them. There you go, all you people that are out there.
And nobody had all the details. It's just disgusting.
Phenomenal. It really is.
Briefly, yes. Mike, update for your political persuasions. Chris Freites is here.
Fantastic. Let's get him in and say hello.
Tony, why don't we have him come in right now, please?
Just to lean over. He likes to stand, but just to say.
If you don't mind sitting for 2 seconds to talk to Mike O'Mara.
Look at him.
He looks nice and tan, trim, looking good.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a superstar in our midst right now. The co-host of Political Persuasions, the man, the legend, the dancing machine, Mr. Chris Freites is here.
Yay.
He's wearing a suit. I'm wearing my tennis shirt. And there we go. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Mr. O'Mara, delighted to be on the show.
Chris, it's another very slow day for political persuasion.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. It's so hard to find topics. I mean, I don't know if your listeners here know this, Mike, but on Political Persuasions, we don't even come up with the list of topics until the morning of because when we started planning it out, okay, what are we going to do this week? And we talk, early in the week. By Thursday. It's a whole different situation. So we'll talk a little Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump. Turns out, he did pay Michael Cohen to pay off Stormy Daniels, our favorite adult film star. Rob, of course, will bring in his Stormy Daniels music.
Yes, we save that for the other show,
It's already
Chris.
Queued up.
Yes, all ready to go.
I figured as much.
All right, get back into your makeup chair.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
From now. That is Chris Freites, ladies and gentlemen. He is a legend in Washington, D.C., and he informs me, fills in all the blanks when I'm too stupid to know. And we're in the middle of News Man. And now a little something-something, boys. A Hudson, Florida man is behind bars after deputies say, Rob, today I was almost going to take the, and I will. I'm going to take the time.
Yes.
Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Let me do this. Do we have time?
Oh, we have nothing but time. We have nothing but time.
Do we have time? Let me do this. All right. I'm going
to Chris, help yourself to cookies. Plenty of cookies.
All four new flavors are here.
Boutique flavors.
Yes. Yeah, well, his body's his temple. He said.
Oh, I thought he was afraid he was going to get crumbs on his shirt. He was gesturing.
No.
I said, we could get you a bib.
Doesn't want to gain weight like the schlubs in front of him.
That's true. Yeah, look at Pony. He's really let himself go.
No,
yeah.
I've never been fitter.
You've never been fitter. That's right.
That's right.
I've never
literally.
Been more fit.
Playing tennis, playing golf.
That's right.
All right, Rob, now I've done it. Now I'm successful doing this. Ladies and gentlemen. And now you can ask the question. A Hudson, Florida man.
Yes.
is behind bars.
This is deputies, where is this? Hudson, Florida?
Hudson, Florida, Rob.
Where is that in proximity to you?
It's it's just up the coast from Clearwater, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, of course. So, Hudson, Florida. Thank you.
Thank you. He is behind bars after deputies say he attacked two people with a sword because he was angry over socks.
Uh-oh.
Pasco deputies were called to a home on Lauderdale Street Tuesday afternoon for the incident. According to an arrest report, 47-year-old Brandon McCray.
There he is.
He started arguing with people inside his home and accused several of them of stealing his socks. The report says McCray threatened the people in the home, saying he would be back and they would be sorry. Deputies say McCray then left the home and returned with a ninja sword, which he used to injure two people. One woman identified as the suspect's ex-girlfriend suffered a large and significant cut on her leg from the sword, according to the arrest report. Deputies say McCray also swung the sword at a man's head and neck. That victim suffered injuries to his hands and arms. The arrest report states the man also nearly lost several of his fingers. McCray left the home after the attack and was taken into custody at a neighbor's house. He is facing charges of domestic aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, ninja sword, and an attempted murder charge. It made me come up with another Florida slogan.
So this is a slogan for the state in which you live, and this is a new slogan.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
From Hudson, Florida, Rob.
Yes.
Just up the coast from Clearwater.
Clearwater, Hudson, Florida.
Yes. Here we go. Even though people keep stealing your socks, come and visit us soon because Florida rocks. Hudson, Florida. How you doing? Yes, sir. It's the sun. It's got to be the sun. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. We all know that Mother's Day is coming up, but doesn't mom deserve more than just one day? Damn right. Well, when you send her Pro Flowers for Mother's Day, she's guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. I don't know how they do it, but the blooms come in from Pro Flowers. Carla got hers last week.
Yes.
And they are absolutely rocking. These flowers look beautiful. Listen to the deal. Right now, our listeners can send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just use the promo code TMOS. The flowers in our house, Mrs. O'Mara loves them because they look beautiful. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need for a perfect Mother's Day for all the moms in your life. Just pick the delivery date you want, and it's guaranteed. You can even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day, May 13th. How great is that? The only way to get 100 colorful blooms with a free vase for just $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper left-hand, right-hand corner.
Right-hand.
And use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. We have a very, very abbreviated audio vault right now, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open it up with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Okay, I love when my favorite things come together. Now, one of my favorite shows of all time is Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
And the narrator was Ron Howard. Here's how he sounded.
Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together.
And his writing and the way he did the delivery of the narration was a big part of why the show is so backbreakingly funny.
Right.
So what he did is he released a promo for the new Han Solo movie, which comes out in 2 weeks.
Yes.
He directs it, but he does it in the style of Arrested Development.
But
doing Star Wars Episode 4, the first Star Wars movie. Here's Ron Howard narrating Star Wars.
Meet Darth Vader. He's upset because his daughter, Princess Leia, stole his secret plans.
I want to know what happened to the plans.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She actually did. Fortunately, Leia's droids landed in the backyard of Luke Skywalker, who found her secret message.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
She's his sister. Curious for answers about the message and the girl, Luke finds Obi-Wan in the desert.
Don't seem to remember ever owning a droid.
From a certain point of view, Obi-Wan was lying.
R2! 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 R2!
Back home, Obi-Wan tells Luke about a religious cult he and Luke's father belonged to.
How did my father die?
Well...
He was a good friend.
Well... Hoping to meet his mystery girl, Luke followed Obi-Wan to find a ride across the galaxy. Not with him, but with this guy.
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon? It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Hey, that would make an interesting movie. Go see Solo, a Star Wars story, only in theaters May 25th.
Cracked me up. I loved it. How do you feel about baseball players that wear a lot of bling when they're on the field?
Don't care for it.
Okay, I think you could offer some good advice to a Mets player named Yonis Cespedes. I think I got the name right.
I always get that name messed up.
He was sliding into second base, and his diamond necklace broke. Oh, now, that's bad, but what's really bad is when diamonds literally spray across the field. When they showed a close-up of second base, you could see sparkles in the dirt because there were diamonds in the dirt. Here's how they covered it.
The Braves opted to keep the left-hander Minter in to face Cespedes.
Oh, that's diamonds?
Oh, his chain broke, and those are the,
right, that's some
the residue. Well, the cleanup underway after Yoenis Cespedes's necklace exploded. As Drupal Cabrera, who has done everything for this team this year.
Next week on Brockmire. But that's what they sound like, don't they?
Diamonds. Residue.
Mike, in the language of France, we call it French, the word delightful and delicious are very close. They're very close in spelling and pronunciation. So when President Macron was talking about the Australian Prime Minister, he chose the wrong word.
I wanted to thank you for your welcome. Thank you and your delicious wife for your warm welcome. It's the perfect organization of this trip. Thanks to you and Lucy. Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister.
Your wife is delicious. Wife. Just delicious.
Is your delicious wife going to come to the presidential suite with me?
Okay. To be brief, Mike Myers was great on Kimmel last night talking about Vern Troyer. Watch it if you can. He had some really sweet things to say. Also, tomorrow we will have pet pigs in the news. But we close with another Florida man, Mike. Another Florida man.
In Florida, a man crashed his car, was found to be in possession of meth, then tried to flee the accident to get more meth. That's a true story. Yeah. Police are describing the man as armed and consistent. So,
Mike, it's the heat. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday.
Sunshine. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Turkey Skin Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.